Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin are here. 27 years on the air celebrating today. It's been a great show. And our buddy Adam on the other side, don't want to forget him. He's an important part of this show, too. We have so much more in store for you.
This is so cool, man. This first hour has already been rocketing by with all these great fun stories and memories. And as Corey says, good times, man.
We're nothing but good times. I love it.
Yeah, you got it, man. Well, as promised, it's time for the Catch Report today. The Catch Report, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtails fishing is happening right now, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design to make it easy to hook your bait and put your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. I want to re-mention one thing that we did last week, and that's the gauge of wire that the Nautilus circle hook provides you. I think for the bait and live bait scenario that we have right now, it truly is the right hook. Nautilus circle hooks are a much skinnier gauge wire than a lot of other premium brand hooks that are out there. And with the bait being on the smaller side like it is right now, that thinner gauge wire is a lot easier to pin that bait on, but also a lot better for your bait to swim. He's got a lot less weight to carry, and your bait performs better, and you get bit better
as a
result.
And it's a durable hook, too.
And that's the thing. Yeah, you get the lightweight advantage.
You hook a 50-pounder, you can get it.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It is not just a thing for this Catch Report. It's not for a sponsorship thing. It really is a better hook for live bait fishing, especially with the bait that we have right now.
No doubt about it. Let's go ahead and start with our private boater buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish, who, Mark, you've been with us how many years?
Well, I'm sad to say I'm a short timer, Pete. It's only been 26 and a half instead of the full 27.
Yeah, well, yeah,
like, wow,
since
Mark.
The beginning. I think you... I'm trying to think, you know, you and you were like one of the original guys with us. How cool is that?
That's really cool, Corey. I agree, man.
27 and
awesome.
A half years, huh?
So cool,
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah, you know, I was in the tackle store one day, and one of the guys that was working with us back then, Ed Dillon, great guy.
Yep.
He said, if you heard this new show about fishing, you ought to give him a call. I said, well, I haven't heard. I heard about it. I said, I'll listen, which I did. And then I gave you a call, and the rest has been history. Here we go, 26 and a half years later, still talking about fishing.
Still talking about fishing. We're still here, Mark. And is there any fishing to talk about here?
Well, you know, there's a huge amount. But I do want to say it's been a great honor to have been able to do this private boaters report all the years. You know, and it fits right into our business at Pacific Kids because we're private boat specialists. And, you know, I've always tried to report accurately what's going on offshore, good, bad, or indifferent. You know, it's not always wide open, although we wish it was. And, you know, I always try to help the guys do the things they need to do to make their time on the water more fun and productive. And, you know, speaking of fun and productive, you know, it kind of goes how the world has changed technology-wise since we've been doing this stuff and where we gather up information for the report. So this morning I'm sitting there at my computer eating breakfast, you know, putting my notes together, and I get a text from one of my buddies and a picture. It's one of those life-altering moments, the size of the tuna in this picture. Oh, my God. But and it's really amazing because this is from my friend Billy Kay, who's really been doing a number on those bluefin over there, and they got a really big one last night. I mean, this one's world-class. And you can see it live on his Facebook page. You can actually watch and catch it.
Jeez.
And it's just crazy how that bite is going on. It's world class, there's no doubt. And now along with that big bluefin that's back there kind of in the middle of Clemente, there's some yellowfin pushing in there with it. The guys were fishing foamers on that good great yellowfin. They had fished up to 80 pounds yesterday on the poppers.
Oh, no kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a new addition. And then, with guys, if you're going home around the west end of Clemente going toward Catalina, you probably want to swing by that middle back area. A little bit of yellowfin showed up in there also. And the big bluefin look like they might be back. You know, 2 weeks ago, that area was just loaded up with that big bluefin. Oh, my God, there was a lot of fish in there. And a few marlin scattered up and down the backside also in that area. So, you know, we want a little different report here, celebrating our big anniversary there. So a little less fish report, a little more yakking, and we'll be back at it next week with all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah,
awesome,
well,
Mark.
Frank, you know, with all that you do, I mean, I know that a lot of the people have told me over the years, Mark, that your fish report is one of the highlights of the show. And it has been for almost 27 years. A lot of people tune in to Let's Talk Hookup to hear Captain Mark Wish because it's honest reporting, straightforward reporting, and it's the real deal.
And
so
I'll tell you something that's stuck in my head over the years with Mark and Pacific Edge and is Bolsa Chica and Edinger.
Bolsa Chica and Edinger, yeah. That's right.
Right across from the Chevron station.
Yeah, no, I can never move from that location.
No, absolutely not.
Can't. Yeah, a lot of people stick with Bolsa Chica and
Holy
Edinger.
Corey.
In Huntington Beach. And, of course, a lot of people stick with fishdope.com, another great sponsor of ours who's done a great job. The guys over there, I know you work closely with them. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, hook up now. And once again, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolts of Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station.
There it is. All right.
Great job, Mark. It's been a lot of fun, buddy.
Yeah, it's been world class. And I'm telling you guys, you really ought to go fishing. It's just that bluefin thing at Clemente just defies description. It truly does.
I describe it with one word. I'm sorry, Rick. Historical. Zane Grey,
without a doubt.
Zane Grey, historical.
It has never been as good as it is right now, and it's better today than it has been all year. Don't let it pass you by. Jump on a boat. Get on a day and a half boat. Take your private boat over. Go with your buddy that's got a private boat. I mean, don't let this bite go by without you doing it, because it has been fantastic, and it has been very consistent over the last now 3.5-4 years. At some point, this wave is not going to be here, and don't let this go by.
Now with yellowfin involved?
Oh my gosh!
Are you kidding me?
It is time to go.
Let's go fishing.
Yeah,
for sure. Thanks, Mark.
See you, Mark.
Thanks for all the years, and we'll look for. How about another 27?
Oh, you got it, buddy. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, thanks. Appreciate that very much.
We'll
talk to you next Saturday.
All right, let's head on down now over to San Diego and C4th Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, we have some continuing with that good fishing there, those half-day trips, catching those calico bass, plugging away at the yellowtail, catching a few on each of those trips, some bonito showing up, a little bit of bottom fish. So about what you'd expect from the half-day at this time of the year, pretty solid fishing on there. Those full-day trips, lots of skipjack, some yellowfin, dorado, yellowtail, I think a few bluefin snuck into the count this week, so a nice mix of fish on there, fishing offshore right now. So you've been waiting because you don't have a passport, now's the time to go there. Those overnight trips, a lot of yellowfin, again, those dorado showing up, lots of skipjack, few yellowtail in there, still seeing some of those big bluefin in the mix, and I'm talking about that some of those bluefin are pretty big, so if you're going out there for that, make sure you have the gear set up for there. Definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. Our full schedule's up there for those half-day trips, those full-day trips, the one day is day and a half and longer. The reservations can be made straight on there, and right now we have a trip actually going out tonight. We added a trip online tonight, so if you're looking for a weekend trip, good chance to jump on the Prowler tonight. They still got some room. They're definitely going out, so definitely check that out. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit some person here at the corner of Boca Chica and Edison. Oh, wait, that's not us.
No, that's not you.
1717
Quivira Basin.
That's the one.
Corey knows. And Marcos, how many years have you been with us?
Yeah.
Well, I've been here a little over 20 years. I know Victor was doing the show with you guys when I started, so maybe 15 or so.
Yeah, been a long time, you know. And I got to bring up an old school guy, and Corey will remember, and you'll remember too, Patrick O'Leary.
Paddle.
Yeah.
I remember
Marty saying, and here comes Patrick O'Leary. Yeah.
that was right before I got here. So that's, that dates us all right there.
Yeah. And if you want to bring back some memory, Marcus, the old A-frame building.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's been there for quite a while there. And same location, different building. You know, it's definitely a little nicer for us in the office here with our air conditioning, but that was quite the, you said, the historic building there. And we still get people that come down here and they're like, I haven't been here in a little bit. You know, what happened to the old building? I'm like, okay, it's been more than a little bit. But.
Yeah, been a few years. Well, Marcos, you do a great job for us. Again, here's somebody that's super busy on the phones there, takes the time out every Saturday to spend some time on hold for a little while and then do the fish report. Marcos, we're very thankful for what you guys do. John Yamani and the whole crew at Seaforth, top-notch guys, top-notch boats, and we're very, very proud to be associated.
And not to mention the second best tackle shop, right?
Exactly. Second best in the whole game.
but we have the best breakfast burrito.
There ain't no doubt about that, buddy. No denying. Yeah, Seaforth has been like such a great crew. And I mean, that's where I, talking about going back in the day, Dad and I, like, that's it. That's where we fished with Seaforth. I mean, all the years of learning fishing, and I grew up on those boats with, Tom Ebner and all the boys, Doug Reed and everybody.
That was one of the first places I actually went half day and twilight fishing was out of Seaforth with Skip Fry's brother, Mike, and he'd take me out. It was cool.
Still a great place to go every day, half day, three-quarter day, full day and a half, multi-day. Great job.
No doubt, buddy.
Seaforth Sport Fishing. Keep it up over there, Marcos, and thanks for all your work.
We'll talk to you next week, guys.
We'll talk to you next
week.
Thanks,
Marcos.
I believe we have one more reporter here, right?
Let's start this morning with our buddy Mark Mills. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marty. What's going on, bud?
What's going on with you?
We're catching some fish here.
Good for you.
We had pretty good fishing yesterday.
Good.
Guys out on the Komeni, all the local boys were out fishing yesterday, real light loads being this time of year. They had about five or six around on the bass. They were biting real good on the smoked sparkle. That's kind of the treat of choice here by all the local guys. They like that 4-inch smoked sparkle grub, so that's what they were all throwing. But any of the 4-inch baits right now I think could do pretty well. We've got anchovies for bait, so you can come out here and give that a shot. Half-day fishing was pretty good yesterday. They didn't really whack the bass too much. They spent a little bit more time fishing on the bottom. That sculpin bite kind of turned on a little bit. They had about 21 sculpin for about five or six guys on the boat. Some of the guys are catching them on plastics as well. But all in all, pretty darn good fishing here the last couple of days, considering we didn't have any rain or anything.
Sounds good, Mark. Hey, what's the scuttlebutt now? I hear rumors that you've got a great new job.
Yes, matter of fact, guys, I'll make it public today. I am actually leaving Dana Wharf Sport Fishing after 12 years. It's been a real pleasure working for the Hansons, Don, Mike, Donna. I do have a job in the marketing department for Shimano.
Like, what a great company to work for. I think you're going to be very happy there.
That's what I expect. The guys there, I've got coming into it with open arms. I've got a call from all the people there, Dave Pfeiffer and all those guys. I'm looking real forward to going to work for them. Very, very excited.
Well, we're going to miss you, Mark.
You know what, though? But there's a good side of this. I am still doing all the Shimano On the Water seminars this year. I will be doing all those.
That's great.
I will still be running them through Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. And for at least the rest of the season, every Sunday, I'm still going to be doing the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing Report with the Hansons and working down here as well for that. But my main job now is going to be with those guys. And it's a big step, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, congratulations, and we'll look forward to your finishing out the season with the catch reports. And when we no longer hear you on Sunday mornings, I guarantee you we'll miss you.
Well, I'll be around. Like I said, I'll be at all the Fred Hall shows. I know that. I'll be around. I'm not going anywhere out of this industry.
As always, Mark, great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
He still sounds the same, doesn't he?
That was awesome.
What a classic.
How about
right
that?
There
with Marty and Mark Mills, February 4th. 2001.
Wow, that is
about
so
that,
cool.
17 years
Isn't
ago.
That crazy?
Unbelievable.
You hear Mark's voice and going to Shimano?
That was the day he announced that he was going to Shimano when he's with them for many, many years. Yeah. Now with Daiwa. And Mark, we love you, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's really cool to have you be a part of this show. Right, Rick?
That was a cool way to wrap up the Catch Report. No doubt about that. Well, again, Catch Report sponsored by another great buddy, and that's Gary Sato with the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. And with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method for the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And I'll throw it in there, too, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. That is our preferred connection on heavy line because it's simple, it's clean, it's easy, and it is done right. It is 100% effective.
And you guys are the source for that, too.
We
are the number one source for getting the Sato crimp kit.
That's it. Yeah, they are. We buy very heavy, and we are the spot to get the Sato crimp kit. Yeah, no doubt about it. It's available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and I'm sure you can find some kits still available. Talk's Tackle, Longfin, things like that.
Yeah. And Gary's a good guy.
He's a great
guy. Yeah. And don't forget that Sato Winder. He's got that Sato Winder kit. That's a great deal. You just basically make your own board, and I use it all the time. I have one in my garage, the Sato line winder. You can line big reels, small reels. It was made to wind Power Pro and Spectra. It is a perfect line winder if you need one for your garage.
Relatively inexpensive too. It's very easy to be able to do on a very little budget, and then then you don't have to worry about it. You get your line on nice and tight like you should. You have the ability to strip and line and put line on at the house done the right way. It's a great, great tool to have.
You bet. And Gary's been a big supporter of Let's Talk Hookup for many, many years. Speaking of supporters, let's go ahead and jump to those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Scott? Scott's calling us from Claremont this morning. Good morning, Scott. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Great talking to you again. I really can't remember even the first time I called. Pete, Rick, and Corey, thanks for, being with everyone.
Thanks, Scott.
Scott, you got it, buddy. You know,
great listening to some of those memories you guys are putting out.
Appreciate that.
You got it, man. Thanks for the kind words, Scott. It's been a lot of fun getting to do it. I can promise you that.
No doubt. Thanks for the call this morning.
All right. Well, another caller who's been with the show for a lot of years, that's Doug from Montebello. Doug, I want to say Doug has been calling for as many years as I can remember. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Rick. I remember when you were working at the Fisherman's Landing, everybody telling how they like to kid you about the FEMA screener. I've seen fishing change so much in the past, 27 years. Everything up on the Spectra and fluorocarbon. There's still one following we still need to address, and our friend the sea lion.
Yeah, he's still here.
Yeah, he's worse. He's worse than ever.
And there's still nothing they can do about it, unfortunately.
There's more of them.
Yeah, for sure. But Doug is, when he hangs out at our booth at the Fred Hall Show, he's somewhat of a celebrity because he's been with us for quite a while, Doug, and we sure appreciate all your participation and all your calls.
And I know Doug Kern has been doing the radio show forever, and I can say unequivocally, Doug from Montebello is Doug Kern's most favorite call to get on the show. So
indeed.
No doubt about that. Yeah, thanks for the kind words, Doug.
Hey, thanks, Doug. Appreciate the call this morning. Adam, don't we have a blast from the past caller who's unfortunately no longer with us, but Adam's going to cue him up, Adam.
All right.
Let's talk to Frank in Long Beach. Good morning, Frank.
Yeah.
Welcome to Let's Talk.
Remember
about
him?
Good morning, gentlemen. John, I've been thinking forever about coming down to your place.
Sure, Frank.
And about the only time I can go is, looks like in late August. Is it too hot then?
On the water, it's never too hot. The boats are well shaded, and it's always very, very comfortable on the water. And, and something to be said about August is that's when the best fishing is, really, overall. And a little bit warmer, but certainly better fishing. The rooms are all air-conditioned, and it never gets too brutal right in the hotel area. We're right over the water, and it's pretty moderate there. Normally, you go inland another couple hundred yards, and the temperatures are up a 20 degrees or so, but it's really very, very pleasant there. And
but it's hot in August.
It's not like Palm Springs hot or
Vegas.
You're eating dinner outside on the patio, and I can never remember it being so hot out there at dinner time that you were uncomfortable.
To give you a perfect example, Marty's favorite time down there is September.
Yeah.
And he's coming down this
September. But it's certainly the best fishing.
No question about it.
August, September. Is absolutely the best fishing in the
season. And a little bit better rates, too, off-season rates. And, it's the fishing is worth it. It's not that uncomfortable, I promise you. I'm down there.
Well, the advantage is you've got the air conditioning, and if you just prepare yourself, drink a lot of water, and stay under the shade, all the boats are shaded.
As long as you're out on the water, I in the middle of summer, I can get cold out there if I jump in the water and then stand in the shade with the breeze.
Yeah.
It's comfortable on the water, and like I said, just stay in the shade when you're inside or in your room, and you're in great shape.
Go check it out, Frank. Thanks a lot.
I'm ready.
Thanks a lot for the calls. That was June 2001 with our good buddy John Ireland, who's been with us for, like Mark, like 26 years, like Mark Wish, like our oldest reporter, one of our oldest reporters, Mark and John, probably right there among them. And old guy Frank Lay.
Frank Lay
used to be a teacher in Compton.
Yep, high school.
High school teacher in Compton back then, and a really cool guy, and quite the character and a regular caller with us, and, of course, with Marty then.
Frank was always a fun story. Frank was not a fisherman. Frank found out about fishing through Let's Talk Hookup. He stumbled across the radio show, enjoyed it, started listening, and thought it was fun, and decided to try it, and started half-day fishing, and then started local fishing, and then started multi-day fishing, and literally ended up, you know, he was a Royal Star guy ended up doing long-range trips on the Royal Star, had never fished previous to just stumbling across Let's Talk Hookup many years ago.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was a good old guy for sure. I liked
Frank. No doubt about it. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Bruce? He's calling us from Pacific Beach. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy 27 wonderful educational and informative years on the radio.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
I got a question for Corey. I always use your swim baits exclusively, but what does MC stand for?
So the MC, I know it goes back so long, and I probably would have come up with something a little more catchy, but I guess it is kind of catchy over the years, right? Michael Christopher is my son, and that's where that comes from. And so it has history, and it comes, you know, with the family or whatever, and MC swim baits, you know. And
Michael Christopher.
Right, that's Michael awesome. Christopher.
That's so cool.
Right, it's kind of
every tail has an MC on it.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
That's how you know it's a good one.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
Do the slugs have an MC on it?
They do. They do. Oh, it's written on the bottom, yeah.
On the bottom, okay.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call and the good wishes, too, Bruce.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Armin, who's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Armin. Welcome. Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Happy 27 years on the radio. I have not been listening nearly that long, about 2 years now. But I will say I actually don't primarily listen on the weekends. I listen during the middle of the week as a podcast, and you guys really helped me with my commute here in L.A.
Fantastic.
But I do have a quick question for you guys. If you guys wouldn't mind, I'm headed out on an overnight boat tonight, and they've been getting a lot of skipjack. Trying to weed through them. I was hoping if you wouldn't mind giving some tips or tricks to get through them.
You know, before Rick gives you the real deal answer, I will tell you that don't forget going to Hawaii, their number one fish they use for poke is skipjack. Huh. Just remember that. And they're not a bad fish. They just have to be bled and treated right.
Yeah.
And
kind of like bonita. You got to bleed them and then get them on ice.
Yes. And if they're taken care of, they're actually pretty decent.
Yeah. And actually, it's interesting, too, that the commercial guys target skipjack, and it gets a higher price a lot of time in Asia than yellowfin tuna.
And if you're purchasing canned light tuna, the majority of that is going to be skipjack.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay, so just
I didn't know that.
Don't dismiss the fact that they're edible.
Yes, they are.
And Rick can give you the real deal.
I got a good one from, you know, one of the more quiet but old school and, you know, badass fishermen, and that's Alan Fay. And Alan Fay was in the store the other day buying 80-gram flatfalls. And that's the smallest flatfall that they make, and he said that jig has been their best thing for catching a yellowfin tuna on a semi-ravenous school of skipjack. You can flip the thing out a ways away from the boat. It sinks very well. It sinks down. You kind of get, you know, outside the skipjack school a little bit. And he said that has been, like, their number one hook-and-hand lure for catching some yellowfins when the skipjack was so ravenous. Some of the other things you could try would be the opposite of what you would think and be fishing a larger dead sardine. You put, you know, when those skipjack schools get on you and they're so ravenous, you put a live sardine in the water that skipjack will often beat the yellowfin out to a bait. Some guys were taking dead ones. You pin a dead one on and cast it out, and the skipjacks won't eat it, and oftentimes the yellowfin will. Other thing you might try would be to fish a popper. Don't get me wrong, you're going to catch lots of skipjacks on it also, but sometimes that'll be a thing where the yellowfin will eat it when the skipjack won't. So there's a few things you can try. The other thing is just enjoy the fact that you're catching a rad fish that pulls really hard. And, you know, I mean, they're fun to catch. There is no denying catching a mess of skipjacks is a great time for the day. But those might be some of the things you'd try. And it's always been a mark that we've used at the tackle store. Anytime a boat captain or a boat crew member is spending their own hard-earned money on something, I think that that's like the best mark for a lure. Like that's better than any, you know, any commercial is going to give you. And those guys certainly know what they were doing. So I would try that first. 80
gram skipjack.
80 gram flatfall. Yep.
For to avoid the skipjack. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back into it, Rich.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Bob calling us from Lakeside this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, it's been at least 20 years since I've been listening to you guys, and I wanted to say thank you because I don't get to go fishing as often as I'd like. Most of us don't, besides Rick. And you've made me a much better fisherman. I feel like I'm a lot more prepared when I go out from the information that I've got from your show and your guests.
Thank you. That's great news. Appreciate that.
Hey, on a sidebar... On a side note, though, I remember distinctly back in, I think it was 2003, when Marty's daughter, Amy, was diagnosed with leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
Went down to the Shriners down there in Mission Valley and signed up for the bone marrow donation program. I think that's something that everybody should consider because you have the opportunity to save somebody's life if you're a match.
Indeed.
That's a great call,
buddy.
Good call.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, and thanks for all the years of support, too. Hey, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now Fish Pros the Market. You can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros also has become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, salts. They're fantastic. Check out their smoked cheese, too. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked.
No doubt. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, the 27th anniversary show on the Mighty 1090.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 7th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, September 15th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, PowerPro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFCO, Accurate, Berkeley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swimbaits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 15th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 Freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 857, or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Konakai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's K-U-S-L-E-R Yachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
XSBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
I'm giving it to you straight.
Let's talk hookup.
The world's best pastime.
Tell me again. I might not have gotten it all the first time.
Yeah, a couple of guys.
Can you describe them?
Pete Gray and Marty Milner.
He's not so bad once you get used to him.
Science is wonderful.
Do you surf?
No. If you don't mind,
this is Let's Talk Hookup.
You're all hung up.
Thanks. I'll have to remember that.
Let's talk hookup.
San Diego's sports leader. The mighty 1090.
That is so awesome. Rad, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
so cool, Adam.
Our good buddy Billy Bones from back in the day put that all together. I mean, that guy was a genius.
Yep, no
he
doubt,
still is
man.
A genius. Yeah,
Adam's doing a great job pulling this stuff
can
up.
You believe that? Adam, superstar.
You're the man, dude. This
Thank
is
you,
cool, Adam.
Appreciate that. Hey, check out this week's edition of Western Afternoon. Now, I'm surprised you missed the dove opener, Ricky.
Tell me about it. First time in 20 years.
I know.
Yeah,
I was
first
like
time
surprised.
In 20 years.
Well, it's got all the details in Western Afternoons, as well as a great article by our buddy Rod Halpern on the War Heroes on the Water tournament. A great success there for those War Heroes and Anthony Shea and the whole deal there. So, also a cool article on that rescue at sea that the Red Rooster pulled off,
That's
too.
Pretty cool. So, yeah, good job to those boys.
Yeah, check that out. Western Afternoons this week. A huge potential victory, too. This week, thanks to CCA, Coastal Conservation Association of California, Wayne and his crew over there doing great work. And that is the fact that the drift gill nets are maybe no longer. Governor Brown, really? Which I guess is just he's going to do it. He just needs to sign the bill. But basically, they'll be no longer. They'll be phasing out and utilizing
great.
The utilizing the deep drop buoy net for swordfish fishing. So no more drift gill nets.
So it'll be more of a hook and line fishery.
It'll be a hook and line fishery. Yeah. No destructive drift gill nets. You'll see them out there.
Interesting. Interesting. I mean, that's really
a huge
deal. And just to kind of put forth, really, the inshore fishery was changed in the early 90s with taking the gill nets from literally on the beach and in the kelp.
What did that do to our insurance?
And they had to knock them out to like 2 or 3 miles. I think it's 3 miles. And look what we have today. I mean, a lot of it's with the pin-raised white sea bass and what the CCA is doing with stuff like that. But it's really changed our whole calico fishery.
Yep.
And
halibut fishery.
Hey, I can remember being on the half-day boat backed up to the point of kelp. And there's literally a gill net strung across the kelp, and you're trying to fish over and through it.
No way.
Seriously.
Really?
An absolute nightmare. Yeah. It was the best thing that ever happened. We were able to catch a 5 legal halibut the first year that they banned them. It was an immediate response to positive.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So this is another one, that banning the drift gill nets, the high sea drift gill nets here on our coast in the California waters.
It's going to be a big deal.
It's going to be a game changer for offshore fishing and swordfish and other billfish and maybe tuna. And who knows what the effect is going
to
be.
Hats off to Wayne and the CCA.
Yep.
That's
and
a big
all
deal.
The people that work very, very hard. I know Bill at AFCO was a big part of this success, too.
That's
so the people at AFCO,
Bill and his whole crew there, Greg and Casey and everybody, they spend a lot of money and a lot of time working with CCA and the government to make these things happen. So another one of our great sponsors, AFCO, and another one of those people that are behind a lot of this legislation, like the Drift Gill Nets back in the day. They were on the forefront of that, like the Hatchery in Carlsbad, and now this too.
AFCO is one of those companies that definitely puts up, you know, they don't look for a pat on the back. They're not doing it for personal gain. They're doing it because it's like the right way to do it. And we have, you know, they so rarely, you know, publicly are even known for the amount of money and time and effort that they put into, you know, to marine conservation and fisheries and benefit just for us. You know, they do it the right way. And yeah, hats off to Bill Shedd. There's, you know, he is. You want to talk about an example of some company that's doing it right? It's AFCO.
And,
you bet.
And the people there, Greg Stotesbury and Matt Florentino's there too. I mean, it's just a good group of people.
Dave Elm. It's just it's, you know, that
the whole crew. Really fishy guys.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. Yeah, no doubt. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
You will. I got to tell you the quickest story.
Okay,
you were talking about the deep set buoy gear, which is kind of the way that all that sort. I got to see the coolest thing coming home from San Clemente Island on Monday this last week when we went. I was driving the boat home. We had had a long weekend. We went out Sunday night. We were bringing the boat back across. Neil was racked out in the beanbag in the back. Brandon was racked out in the fish bags on the front. And I'm just driving the boat home, and I passed an area with a boat that was tending that deep set buoy gear. And I think those guys fished like four or five sets of it. You know, the guy was maybe less than a half a mile away. And I'm driving by maybe 300 yards from one of his sets of gear. And I just happened to be watching it, you know, off the port side of our boat. And he had clearly had just hooked a fish, or there was a fish on the gear. As I'm driving the boat by, I got to watch like a 150-pound swordfish jump out of the air with the gear, you know, obviously attached to his buoy gear, but literally just driving down the road. And at the exact moment that I happened to pass one of his sets of gear, saw a 150-pound swordfish
Sweet.
Come jump another right on the top of the 9-mile bank.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, just...
And it shows you that stuff works.
100%. Yeah. It works. It targets only fish with no bycatch. Like, the only other thing that they tend to catch are OPA, which have also commercial value and perfect for the market. It is how we should be fishing those fish. Yep. It's more responsible. It's better catch. The fish comes out much better because it doesn't die in the net. It's better quality. It's just, that's what we should be doing. But it was really cool to be driving by a set of buoys and watch a 150-pound swordfish come launching out of the water with gear in its mouth.
So cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Very, very cool. Well, let's go ahead and jump on those jam-packed phones.
Very patient callers like Cliff calling us from Lakewood, another longtime friend and caller of the show. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, happy anniversary, guys. How you guys doing there?
Great, Cliff. Good.
One of the memories about Frank Malam, which I submitted a picture for him on your website. He was so stoked to have that on there. I just love that. And then I just love meeting Marty live at the Yost parking lot sale back in the 90s. That was a big thrill for me to meet my first movie star. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited.
That's cool.
Anyway, I have a question. Do you guys have a 500-gram flat fall? I didn't know they made them that big.
Well, Shimano does not make a 500-gram flat fall, but with the undeniable success that Shimano created with the flat fall, there are a lot of knockoffs and other manufacturers and other styles, one of which is making a 500-gram, you know, flat fall knockoff, which at least at Fisherman's Landing, we do have that one also.
Does it get bit?
It does, yeah. I mean, just like all of the good jigs, I think that overwhelmingly, a 250-gram Shimano brand Glow flat fall is the best of them. But it's a good jig. It's really good if there's a lot of current or you're sliding a lot because that jig is so heavy, it gets down really quick. The downside to fishing a 500-gram jig is it wears you out. It's a lot of lure to be winding. I mean, you know how heavy you fish in a 250-gram flat fall. It's literally twice as heavy. So it can wear you out faster. The nice thing is if you're sliding over a school, it's going to get down very fast and very straight.
Very good. Hey, Cliff, good question, and thanks for all the years of support. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump in again? This time we're going to talk to Tom in Temecula. Now, Tom, we already heard you once on the show this morning.
Yeah, does that mean I have two chances to win now?
That was pretty cool, buddy.
Tom's been a great supporter, and it shows you know, dating back 2001 there was Tom from Temecula.
Yeah.
Tom, you still sound the same.
Yeah, I do.
That's cool.
Hey, the way I found out about the show was I had a coworker who listened to 690 when we just moved to Temecula 27 years ago, and he said, you know, there's a fishing show on the radio on Saturday mornings, and he said, you should listen to it. So anyway, that's how I found out about you guys, and I have been listening to you ever since, And the amount of information you guys give out and keep us up to date on what's new and current out there in the fish market is incredible. I do have one question for Rick, and that is, you know, with this, the problem with getting chewed off by the bluefin with the flat falls, you know, they inhale that thing sometimes. If you're fishing in the dark with a flat fall and, you know, they're biting, is there any reason why you couldn't use a short wire leader just like you do for wahoo on top of that flat fall to prevent that getting chewed off issue?
In the dark, you certainly could. It's a low light condition. It would work just fine. There would be no reason you couldn't or wouldn't. It would work just fine. So yeah, you certainly could. I would say the more common conventional method would be to use a larger piece of fluorocarbon. Fluoro allows you a little bit of stretch. It does have very good abrasion resistance. The one thing wire doesn't do great is shock strength. You know, like if you took the line that was loose and then snapped it straight, it doesn't handle shock as good as mono or fluoro does. But if you crimped up a heavy piece, a 275-pound or 400-pound piece of wire, it would work just fine in the dark. Yeah, I mean,
why not just use Seaguar fluorocarbon?
That's what I think the more popular thing. I mean, if you get a piece of, you know, 150-pound or 200-pound, I mean, Seaguar Blue Label goes all the way up to 400-pound fluoro. I mean, if you crimped a real heavy piece of fluoro on there, I think you'd be just as good, or, you know, maybe even a little better. But yeah, if you were asking, could it certainly could. You could crimp that thing out of 275 wire and you'd be just fine. But it just doesn't tend to have as much strength in shock and some of the other scenarios as mono or fluoro.
And maybe even the way it swims, huh, Rick? Like the wire might be more restrictive even in the way the lure's fallen, huh?
Could be
good
for
point.
Sure, yeah.
Very
no
good
doubt.
Point, Corey. Hey, hope that answers, and thanks, Tom, for being many, many years with us. Appreciate the call this morning. Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance. Good morning, Scott.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
What's up, Scott?
Very good.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for the partnership with our company and your show over the last 8-9 years. It's been a very good opportunity for us, and joining your team was probably the best thing I ever did when it comes to selling marine insurance and those types of things. So I just want to say thank you.
Well, that's very nice, Scott, and of course Fifth Avenue Insurance and now Snap Insurance, been a partner of ours, like you say, for 8+ years. And Scott, you've been an important part of our show and doing all the stuff you do with the city council, of course, too. And we very much appreciate the support. And for our listeners, if you want great marine insurance, Snap Insurance is the place. I have, you know, I have my business insurance with them. I have several different lines of insurance with them, and they are the best. They do a great job.
It's been very fun to watch Scott progress too as the insurance, you know, person, and then into public service. And it's been fun for us, you know, both watching that and then having you as a fishing buddy, and like you say, providing what is clearly a money saving and better insurance opportunity for us and all of our listeners.
Well, and I it's been great for me too, because being part of the show and listening to it all the time, there's little tips that you pick up if you pay attention from people a lot that pay off when it comes to time on the water. And it's been a very good deal all the way around. And I had a quick question for you, Ricky. I was hooking up some trolling feathers the other day, you know, the lighter stuff for the yellowfin tuna, that kind of stuff. At what pound test line do you start using a crimp over a knot?
100 to 130 pound, I would say, is most commonly where most people will crimp. You know, when you get, you can do it with lesser, but the smaller lines don't fill out the crimp sleeves usually quite as well. So I would say 100 pound to 130 is where most people will make that call.
There you go. Hey, Scott, thanks for all your support and all you do for Let's Talk Hookup. Appreciate the call this morning. Okay, here's a little special thing that Adam's put together for us. Here, Adam, hit it.
I haven't been there recently, but on the East Cape we did a tournament down there, and we did a Lynn Rose tournament, and also we was down there for
Let's Talk Hookup tournament.
And where we stay in the room there, there's a lot of people come around there all
second.
The time, and they all hang.
So what is that, Adam? Let's explain what that is.
This is so cool.
This is back from December 10th, 2005. You're in there with Del Marsh and Jack Nielsen.
Del Marsh.
The late, great Del Marsh.
I have to say, Del Marsh was truly an idol of mine.
Yeah.
And I love the inshore. Yeah, he's legendary. Man,
white sea bass on the beaches of Baja, you know, and that's my vision of Del Marsh. And all my Baja trips, I always had him in the back of my mind, you know.
Such a great storyteller, too. Yes. Just a legendary guy. Go ahead, Adam. Sorry about that, but thanks for putting that together.
I haven't been there recently, but on the East Cape, we did a tournament down there, and we did the Lynn Rose tournament, and also we was down there
Talk Hookup tournament,
Where we stay in the room there, there's a lot of people come around there all the time, and they all hang out for...
Party Central.
Yeah, and so, you know, every day they come over and they say, how'd you do, how'd you do? So we start listing it up on the window there, a little board, of how we did that day, and when the guy comes in, how'd you do, he just point to the window, see? And, like, one day we had the hammock fixed, and one day we had the chair fixed, and all that's on our window, see? But we had good times down there, and... that was a good trip. I like that Lynn Rose tournament and the Pete tournament, too.
They're back-to-back.
Yeah, they're back-to-back. Nice for us. So we're down there bugging everybody.
Sometimes on the posting of our results for the day for the Accurate team, we don't sometimes catch all the fish we like, so we have to put something up there.
Yeah.
So Del started putting up maintenance on the
maintenance
room.
Maintenance on the room.
I used to hate that when I come home with my boat and all the neighbors say, how'd you do?
How'd you do? Sit down and let me tell you a story about it.
Fisherman, you never have to ask him.
That's for sure.
If it's wide open, he's all over you. If he doesn't say anything, you don't need to ask.
Then you know they didn't catch anything. Yeah.
Hey, and, of course, Del Marsh, great guy, born on the same day I was.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. And Jack Nielsen, who will be on the show next Saturday with Mark Rayer from Gen Ren Sport Fishing,
awesome.
Deckhand Jack. So that's a fun. What year was that, Adam?
That was from 2005.
2005, and I think Del left us not too long after that. I forget when he died, but we could talk to Jack about that next week. But great memories. Adam, I want to tell you thank you so much for all the time you spent finding these. I know there's a lot more. And we post these, a lot of this stuff on our archives, right?
We will. We're going to have some of these old Let's Talk Hookup classic episodes coming up. We've had a couple so far. We've been a little... been working on this project for the last couple months, so when I'm going to start piecing it together, we'll have a couple shows coming up in the upcoming weeks, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, great, Adam. Well, thanks for all your hard work. We really appreciate that very much.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, and we got to find out who's winning all of these prizes. 5 big winners at the end of the show today. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa is truly building great reels for the saltwater angler, and we have all the models you want. The Daiwa Lexa, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. Match these great reels with the all-new Proteus Wind Grip Rod, and you have a great combo. Fisherman's Landing Tackle also has Daiwa tackle storage bags, including jig totes, backpacks, and just too much to mention. So why not come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Well, again, what a great show. So much fun. 27 years on Let's Talk Hookup, and only fitting that we have these great prizes. Again, five lucky winners, first of which, $27 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a $50 MC custom pack hand-picked by Corey. That's going to Tom in Temecula. That same prize, again, is also going to Lou in Fullerton. Next prize, $27 to Fisherman's Landing. 2 3-quarter-day passes at a Dana War Sport Fishing. That one's going to Cliff in Lakewood. Next up, the FLT gift card, $27. 2 half-day passes Dana Wharf. That's going to Gus in Burbank. And half off of a trip going fishing with Coastal Charters and our great friend Benny Florentino. That's going to Bruce in Pacific Beach. Guys, congratulations. Thanks so much for the calls. And thank all of you out there for all the support and all the fun we've got to have over the years here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Indeed. And thank you, Ricky, for being a part of this show for 25 plus years, and we're looking forward to carrying on for many, many more.
You better believe it, buddy. Yeah. I've had a great time, and thank you for everybody. Thanks again to my mom and dad and all the great guys out there, and Doug and you and Corey for letting me get to do it. I've had an absolute blast, and Dallas and the whole nine. I've just it's been an awesome ride, and I'm looking forward to another 27.
Yes, indeed. Let's do it. And Corey, you're such a wonderful addition to the show. We're so thrilled and honored that you are with us here, and look forward to many years with you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you, Pete. I'm very honored myself, and you and Rick have me, and congratulations on 27 years again.
Thank you very much, and thanks to Adam, our backbone here
at
the Mighty 1090.
Thanks, Adam.
And our app and our website and all that you do, Adam, and all that great material that you brought out. Of course, we'll have this show archived, as well as you can hear the classic archives on our app. It's a great way to do it. You can access it through our website, letstalkhookup.com, or just go to the App Store or the Google Play Store. Let's Talk Hookup. Download the app. It's free, easy, and fun. So take advantage of that for sure. And thank you for listening today. Thanks to all our callers. Thanks to all our sponsors. Thanks to all our supporters that have made these 27 years such a pleasure. I can't think of a better place to be than right here on Let's Talk Hookup. So let's stay here.
You got it,
and
buddy.
Do it again.
A fun show tomorrow, Rick. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's going to be fun tomorrow. How about this? Captain Brandon Hayward.
We're going to have a blast, Corey.
From Five Fishing Charters. I'm out. I'm taking Lolly on a little short vacation. A little payback stuff.
Yeah, you've been gone a bunch. You owe her that one.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be Corey and Rick and Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Fishing Charters tomorrow morning, 7 to 9, right back here on the Mighty 1090.